Open the pages of any glossy magazine and you will see somebody's idea of what's beautiful. Image making by editors, stylists, and advertisers populate most magazine pages with men and women you rarely see on the bus or in the aisles of your local supermarket. Today, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg begins a series of conversations about beauty.
Leafing through magazines is a grand leisure time activity at any age, but who says what's beautiful? Well, Linda Wells does. She is editor-in-chief of Allure magazine. Its subtitle is The Beauty Expert. Ms. Wells, who buys your magazine?
Mostly women who are between 18 and 34, you know, that magic age we all talk about.
I remember it well. What does Allure say is beautiful?
Well, the nice thing is we don't say what is beautiful. I have a certain aversion to defining beauty as something very static, but we propose things every month, and we do that mostly on our cover. It's changed a lot. I started the magazine in 1991, and back then what was beautiful was a supermodel, and she had generally blonde hair and blue eyes and very symmetrical features. And now we've moved to actresses, and because of that, there's a lot more variety.
But the celebrities are an ideal of perfection too, aren't they?
Well, celebrities, there's a little bit more variety in terms of celebrities and who can be popular. It isn't just everyone has to be, you know, under 20 and weigh under 110 pounds. But also, I think people bring to the experience of buying a magazine or buying a product a belief about the celebrity. And you don't look at a model and say much about their personality. You just say that's a pretty face. Women really vote on whether they agree with what we're proposing as beauty by buying the magazine or not buying it.
So sales are what determines it?
Well, no. I mean, it is a kind of conversation that we have with our readers. And when we put someone on the cover or someone inside that the readers don't like, they write in, they comment, and we listen. And we want to make our readers happy. We don't want to give them something that they don't like.
Well, Kelly Ripa, who's on television in a sitcom and also on a daily program with Regis Philbin, is your cover girl for June. She looks pretty gorgeous to me. I mean, in the old-fashioned classic movie star way. She's blonde. She's got sort of perfect features. How is this any different?
Well, one month it's Kelly Ripa, and another month it's Christina Aguilera, and another month it's Beyoncé Knowles. That's how it's different. We aren't saying one thing is pretty every single month. We change it all the time.
Don't trends in beauty reflect other things going on in the society, in the culture? A shift in demographics, for example, a change in immigration patterns. We have more Hispanics in this country than we ever had, and so maybe you'll find a Jennifer Lopez on the cover of a magazine?
Absolutely. And that's what we're seeing right now is a real ethnic diversity in the covers of magazines and a real ambiguity of ethnicity, too. Lots of mixed ethnicity. And Jennifer Lopez is one of the biggest sellers in magazines and advertising today. And she has her own product line. It's selling like crazy and everyone's vying to get her on the cover. And this is because the population has changed and they don't want to see the blue-eyed blonde girl anymore. That's the minority, and the majority is something more varied.
There was a study some years ago, wasn't there, that sort of measured ideals and discovered that it was about symmetry beauty was more than anything else.
That's right. Scientists actually measured the most beautiful idealistic face, found out that it was really a symmetrical face, and that the characteristics were associated with a woman at her most fertile. So it was wide eyes that were spaced a certain way, a straight nose, very full lips. And this is connected to fertility, and it's something that's very deep and embedded into our minds and our psyches.
A woman when she can most easily procreate in her early 20s?
Late teens, early 20s is thought to be most beautiful.
Do you yourself there at Allure think that you have the power to change current notions of beauty? I mean, do you try to use your covers to do that? And can you do that?
It would be so much fun if I could, but no, I don't have that power. I remember once I was having a discussion / argument with Courtney Love, and she's like, I wish I were a magazine editor. Then I could choose what I wanted to project and have the whole world agree with me. And it doesn't exactly work like that. You know, we're still in business.
So is the answer to the question, who says what's beautiful, money?
A lot of it is money. A lot of it is commerce. It's a commercial country that we live in, and it would be nice to uphold a noble image of beauty, but I don't think that nobility is the most powerful force right now in our culture. I think it is commerce. But It sounds very simple, and guessing and predicting and deciding what that is and what's going to appeal isn't. We had Angelina Jolie on our cover in 1999, I believe, and she sold the worst of the year. And then 2 years later, we had her on the cover and she was the bestseller.
Huh.
So it's really timing, it's interest, it's, you know, popularity. It's, you have to kind of stay on top of that.
Good. Thank you very much. Linda Wells is editor-in-chief of Allure magazine. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
Next Tuesday, our series, Who Says It's Beautiful?, continues with a woman who thinks beauty magazines are dangerous for readers like these.
She's pretty.
Yet her eyebrows are a little thick.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.